Ronan Kelly, you're back now with your second look at the papers.
I am. Thanks, Cian. You may have thought you heard the last of the RTE flip-flops, but this morning they're back, which is appropriate given that Brian Stanley made a national name for himself at the Oireachtas hearings, which was told about those flip-flops. The Irish Daily Star says that Sinn Féin have flip-flopped so much they may need to borrow some spares from RTE. And RTE gets a mention in the Irish Daily Mail. Fiona Looney writes that excitable political junkies are pointing to the fact that the toy show has been moved from November into December, and they think that this means the election will be called for November. She says, though, that viewers will still have a chance in November to see loud children on TV vying for attention and throwing their toys around. As for that election, the Irish Independent quotes Fianna Fáil's Anne Rabbitt borrowing a phrase from Mary Lou MacDonald. She said, "I'd recommend an abundance of caution in allowing Sinn Féin anywhere near government." Every single paper this morning uses the term cover-up, most of them in their headlines, quoting from Micheál Martin attacking Sinn Féin last night, while the Irish Times quotes Mary Lou MacDonald addressing her critics in the Dáil. "Ladies and gentlemen," she said, "your cynicism is only matched by your hypocrisy." The Examiner has two prison-related stories on its front page this morning. One headline reads, "A Ryanair approach to inmates." That's a quote from a judge in Mallow who said that prisons are now getting people in and out in minutes. The judge had a man before him who could have paid a fine or spent 5 days in jail. The judge said that if the man opted for jail, he'd probably be out in 5 minutes rather than 5 days, and they'd organise a lift for him back to Cork, where he lives. Beside that, the paper has a report that a former prison psychologist who's accused of abusing a prisoner is now working for the HSE. This is despite the fact that the prison service refused to provide a reference for the psychologist. The Examiner says that the allegations against the psychologist are the subject of a civil action and a Garda investigation. The Irish Daily Star reports that the regulatory body for architects had to go to court to get a certificate of conviction for the country's most notorious architect, Graham Dwyer. He murdered childcare worker Elaine O'Hara in 2015. Reporter Paul Healy writes that Dwyer is still on the register as an architect, and for him to be removed, the Institute of Architects needed proof of his conviction. That wasn't available until all his appeals had been exhausted. They got the certificate last Friday, but Graham Dwyer can still appeal his removal from the register. And the story to bring a tear to your eye and gladness to your heart has to be the one in the Examiner about Joe Burns Hairdressers in Cork, which is about to close. Joe and his husband Darren, as well as having paying customers, have provided free haircuts to homeless people for years. Darren recalls washing the hair of one man who was living on the streets. The man was embarrassed at the state of his hair. When they were done, the man turned to him and said, "That's the first human touch I've had in so long. You've no idea what that means." On another occasion, Joe recalls that one woman, after getting a full head of highlights, tipped him generously. Then she said, "You don't remember me, do you?" She reminded him that she'd been coming in for free haircuts when she was in emergency accommodation, and now she was back on her feet. She said, "You brought me back. You showed me that there was goodness out there." Roland Kelly.